Kamala Harris, pro-life Alabama folks who, by the time that baby is born, they couldn't care less. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 3, 2019. Democrat 2020 hopeful Senator Kamala Harris, CA, told Planned Parenthood supporters Friday the people in Alabama who passed the Human Life Protection Act do not really care about the babies they claim to be protecting. Harris spoke against Alabama's new ban on most abortions in the state while at the California Democrat Convention, during an event hosted by Planned Parenthood. "In this fight, we know we are on the side of right," Harris said, reported MSN.com. "Those folks down in Alabama who are doing this, these are the same folks who, by the time that baby is born, they couldn't care less," she continued. "What are they doing to support that mother and what she needs in terms of prenatal help? They're not doing a thing, but they're trying to tell women what to do with their bodies. We're going to tell them a thing or two." Harris' comments, however, come as a little noticed statistic announced in November is making headlines now in the wake of the passage of the Human Life Protection Act. In November, Al.com reported Alabama set a record in fiscal year 2018 of the number of children adopted from the state foster care system and into permanent homes. Republican Governor Kay Ivey announced at that time that 710 foster children in the state had been adopted during the 2018 fiscal year that ended September 30. That number was an increase from 509 in fiscal year 2017 and 502 in 2016, according to the Alabama Department of Human Resources, DHR. "It sends a strong, wonderful message to all the foster care children in our state," Ivey said at the time at a news conference at the Capitol. According to the news report, Nancy Buckner, DHR commissioner, said at the time about 6,375 children are in foster care in the state, with about 70% of them returning to their biological families. "But those that don't, they need their own loving, caring, permanent family, and that's what it's all about," Buckner said, noting a coordinated effort among Alabama's juvenile courts, probate judges, and DHR had led to the rise in adoptions in 2018. "We recognize that children need permanency," Buckner said. "We all need family. We need family connection. And we've all gotten together. We're doing some partnership things together. So, we're all on the same page and we're trying to push permanency through." Pro-life organization Live Action brought attention to the statistic in the wake of passage of Alabama's Human Life Protection Act. "What are they doing to support that mother and what she needs in terms of prenatal help?" Harris also told Planned Parenthood supporters. "They're not doing a thing, but they're trying to tell women what to do with their bodies." Ironically, pro-life faith-based pregnancy care centers are doing just that, supporting mothers in need when they need help during their unplanned pregnancies. Harris' native state attempted to control pregnancy care centers by forcing them to provide free advertising for the abortion industry. In National Institute of Family and Life Advocates v. Becerra, however, the Supreme Court ruled against California and in favor of the free speech rights of the pro-life centers. Harris recently unveiled her own abortion rights plan, which would require states and local governments to be under the thumb of the Department of Justice prior to enacting pro-life legislation.